Rambam that says Chai v'Adam kol yom, matay yegir ma'isa l'ma'isa v'oisav, when will my deeds reach the deeds of my fathers? And everybody says never. And I'm going to show you that we're there already. We're there already. That's what he said. Hu inyan avodas Hashem bli ezra v'siyam b'chutz. What is ma'isa avosai? What was the ma'isa of Avram Avinu? We're going to focus on Avram Avinu here. Is Avram Avinu had no help from outside. His father was the Baal Avodah Zarah. He was an inventor of religions. He was the koime of the whole, the rosh of all the Baal Avodah Zarah. He didn't have a rebbe. He didn't have anyone. He was on his own. He was on his own completely, and the whole world stood against him. It wasn't like he was on his own and they left him alone. Nimrod was chasing him. They were pursuing him. It was against the whole world. Ah, so Mazak Kashu Alai. So he says, "Be'emes kashanu misboinenin b'mevatzenu." If you'll think a bit deeply, if there are still any people out there still thinking deeply about our situation in the world today, lo tzrichim shum makor l'rayon zeh. You don't need a makor for this idea. Zu metzias chayenu. Chazal say, "Ha'emes eid la'atzmoi." The truth is a proof for itself. You don't need to prove the truth. The truth is a proof. You have to prove that you have five fingers. No, MSI, Latsma, you know you've got five fingers. If you don't see that the world today is Kashanim is boyne benesiyon dereni shu a technology of a tikshoret. Anumagalim shekol yochi bebadu tzalich lelachem kineged azuma bekolala. In the technology everywhere, everybody feels alone and he has to fight and battle and struggle the battles against the whole world on his own. Ve'yavase Yaakov Levado, he's alone, and the Sar of Esav is throwing everything he's got at him. That's the war today is for every Jewish neshama. That's the chosmi, b'chol chosmim. That's Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, the last generation is going to be you. That's what we said yesterday. It's important to remember that. That's what the Holocaust did. The Holocaust wiped out any connection, any sense of kehila, any sense of leadership. That's what the Holocaust wiped out. It wiped out the entire leadership of the Jewish people. Al kocheli nidreshes mikol echad mitaynu. Okay, so let's go from here on. Daf Yudalet. Al kocheli shenidreshes mikol echad mitaynu es haavoida haatzuma shel Avram Avinu liyoyis pevachinas lech lecho mi'atzecho. כאשר מבינו היא כי באמס, ואויסה רגע בעצם הוא גילה שהוא אוי למולה בשביל השם יסברך, ממילה מוטל עליו תפקיד אליין רם וניסו. אברהם אבינו was מגלה, when he understood that he's a entire world on his own, totally dedicated to the creator of the universe, because if there is a creator of the universe, what else is there to give your life to? And that he has a very elevated, transcendent mission in this world. אז הוא לא ויתר עליו ולא התפלל מכל הסבב הסבב הלך אחרי השם יסבח מסירוס נפש. He wasn't prepared to give up on that mission. He wasn't weakened by what the world around him was telling him. And he went with מסירוס נפש to serve Hashem. כמו כן נדרשת מכל אחד מאיתנו העבודה הזו לישאה לו ולהתחזק בדברים שיודע במקום המכיר שאין שקר ואין רואה לעשות כן. So too today. It's necessary for everyone here in this room, this table, each Jew on his own has to make this decision for himself, to elevate himself, to strengthen himself, in the areas that he recognizes are sheker and it's not fitting to be doing those things. לא להתפלל בכל הסובבים אויסו אלייסט וכינס לך לך מה צריך על מרתך מבייס אביך לא להתפלל מכלום למען האמס the truth not the secular world that impinges on us by the way everybody sitting there is probably thinking to himself yeah נחינמי you know Tel Aviv's not for me this is not for me you know the television's not for me the shtis is not for me I'm not talking about the Chiloni world that don't influence us the Chiloni world has any credibility in your life anymore the problem's inside the problem's here the problem's your next door neighbor it's the guy downstairs it's the guy across the road he has credibility with us and we see him doing things and we say oh well if he does it it must be fine who told you how do you know it's fine Oh, well, he eats there. It must be kosher. You check the Hechsher? No, but it's full of Haredi. You know, you tested the guy. You checked out his Yiru Shammai? That's a struggle today. Everyone's doing it. Everyone's doing it. I went to a simcha the day. You know, some of the simchas, the Rav puts up a... Not the simchas, if you don't have a caterer, so the woman will get together, they make the food, whatever. So the Rav, in some places, the Rav puts up a petek, saying that everything he has made in accordance with his requirements or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? They have that in Beit Shemesh, I don't know. There's certain places where the Rav still has some say, whatever, he puts up a sign saying, all the food, yeah, you can eat it, it's under Ma. Even that's not his hashkocha, but whatever Mrs. Shapira made the kugel, and he knows Mrs. Shapira, whatever, and he knows the ingredients and his whatever. But I went to Simcha the day, it says over there, the kugel's not here, chaseh ha-kugel, because the Hechsher was kulam ochlim etze.
Well, everyone's relying on what people are doing.
The Rav said that the kugel's missing from the Simcha, because the Hechsher on the kugel was, everybody eats it. When he asked the person what Hechsher does this kugel is, he said, ah, kulam ochlim etze. Kulam ochlim etze is not a Hechsher.
What does that mean?
I can't explain it. Yeah, I'm saying, I was very impressed with this Rav. Hakugel, chaseh hakugel miasimcha ze biglal ha-hechsher, kulam osim etze.
That's not a Hechsher, okay?
What's wrong? So you have a Hechsher, fine, this kugel didn't have a Hechsher. So the Rav asked the person who was making the simcha, what's the Hechsher on the kugel? He said, I don't know, everybody uses it. He said, everybody uses it, it's not a Hechsher. Either it has a Hechsher or doesn't. If it doesn't have a Hechsher, everybody eating it doesn't make it kosher. So that's what he wrote.
Why is everybody eating it?
Good question. That's a good question.
That's what he's saying. Just because everyone's doing it doesn't mean I should be doing it. That's exactly what we say. That's lech lecha mi'atzecha. What, that story? I don't know about shouldn't. I know that the word should is more safe than kulam osim etze. Should's not a good word. It doesn't help anybody. Get rid of that word out of your vocabulary. No, I'm serious. I'm not being facetious. The word should is mamash, it's trafe. The word is completely trafe. Anyway, back to our subject, yes.
This one is valid for the food. But we have no
hechsherim. I'm just, oh, we do have a hechsher. It's a selah harav. Look in Shulchan Aruch. If you don't know how to look yourself, ask somebody who does know how to look. Lech lecha me'atzecha, that means the sviva, the environment around you, is not supposed to be your Rebbe. That's what he's saying. Lech lecha me'atzecha. Kashen is boinan kibizm. It's a mefurusha Rambam, by the way. Mefurusha Rambam. What I'm saying here. We'll look at the Rambam later, maybe. I don't want to get stuck on it. But that's the vort. Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu looked and said, well, if everyone's doing it, it must be fine. Avraham Avinu proved that the whole world could be wrong. The whole world can actually be wrong. Rav Haigoin says the muskolos were machayev. Signov didn't have to be taught. Every guy needs to know, every one-year-old guy needs to know that it's also to steal. It's from the muskolos. I don't understand. What's the problem? People being Oedev Adar Zara. Yeah, Nimrod was worshipping fire. So what? You tell me it was fine? The Torah had been given. Sheva Nitzis has been Anach been given. Which people? I'm not comparing them, I'm comparing Avraham Avinu, who was Lech Lecha Me'atzecha. We have to do the same thing. What's the comparison? So where the Sviva today is not right, it's comparable. Where it's right, of course you should go after it. I'm not talking about diktukim and alocha. I'm talking about machavosa balamoy. Whoa. Did you hear what I said? I'm not talking about diktukim and alocha. I'm talking about Machav Oseh Ba'olamoy. That's a completely different story. He keeps this chumra, he eats this sechsh, he eats... There's room for different approaches. We're not trying to create a bunch of clones here. We're talking about chavos... Atam ivin machav oseh ba'olamoy? That's the question. What does it mean to be yirim v'shleimim? That doesn't mean I'm keeping every mitzvah in the Torah and I'm medaktek and I'm... You don't let your kids play with the next door neighbor because he doesn't keep some chumra that you keep in Hilchos Kashrus? I'm not talking about that. That's what I'm talking about. You may not want to let your kids play there. That's your decision. I don't know, but I'm not talking about that. Do I want to give an example of what I am talking about? I'm sure you can come up with own. Everybody here can come up with a whole bunch of his own examples. The Mossad that I do something because everyone does it. That's what I'm talking about. That we can learn from Avravino. Avravino didn't do things just because everyone did it. Other Rabbi checked out, is it right or wrong? And based on whether it was right or wrong, he did it. He wasn't doing it just because everyone does it. The fact that everyone does something doesn't mean it's right. That's what I'm saying. Ah, how do I know? MSA lights my guy, but look, you'll see. You'll see. Huh? Go and check yourself. I'm not talking about food here. I'm not talking about kugel. Look at the principle. It doesn't mean that the restaurant's kosher. He may be diabetic and he may be eating in a treif restaurant. He has to eat there because he's diabetic or he has a special hechsher to eat there. Whatever. I don't know. Meomash is a kosher. It's also just because of modern science. Yeah, so what? Doesn't mean you're supposed to. Once again, you're being over Morris Iron doesn't matter the guy who's going to eat because you're there. I've got it, it is. But that's not. We're not talking to him, we're talking to you. When you walk past the restaurant, you see somebody sitting in a restaurant eating, why do you think the food's kosher? Because you see someone doing it? That's not a hechsha. Get out of your minds that kulam osim et zeh is something good. That's what I'm trying to say. Not about food, could be anything. Could be anything. Why did you send your kids to that school? Everybody does. Oh, you checked it out? You know it's matim for your child? Maybe your child needs something else. Maybe that. Check it out. Don't rely on everybody else for what you're doing. That's what I'm saying. It's a milchoma sayochi. Lech lechom. You know what? The Rambam here somewhere. The Rambam, the first one in my day. So, let's see what the doctor says about this.
That's very good.
We're going to discuss halacha. We look at the Rambam, see what the halacha here is. No, there's a halacha mufereshet in the Rambam about this. Now, see why you wanted to learn the sefer shkach. Thank you very much. Eli smiling. You've seen this Rambam before you a few times, eh? Oh no, it's Hilchos Deis. What's going on? Here we go.
No, I just heard that so many times. Everybody eats there.
What? But everyone does.
I know.
Everyone does.
Sometimes the Gemara says, you know, go and see what the Olam is doing, what the minhag
of Israel. Sada? If there's a minhag, there's a minhag. People eating in a treif restaurant can't be a minhag. Men and women getting together and having a party together just because they do it doesn't make it a minhag. It's called the Issa Daraisa, it's called Chai Vekoros, I'm saying. Let's see what the Rambam says. And once again, we're not talking about Tel Aviv here. Derech briyose shel odem liyos nimshach b'dayosov u'bamaisov achareyo v'chaveirov. It's the derech of the world. It's the teva of the world to be schlepped, to be moishech after the dayos, the hashkofers, and the maisim. Of the maisim and the dayas, the ashkofers, of his friends Reyov, the chaveirov. I don't know what the difference between Reyov and chaveirov is. The noya kaminag anshe medinosov, and to conduct himself the way people around him conduct themselves. לפיכך צריך אדם להתחבא לצדיקים ולישב אצל החכמים תמיד. Since you have a tendency to be moshecht after your environment, make sure your environment is the right environment. להתחבא לצדיקים ולישב אצל החכמים תמיד כדי שילמד מעשה. That's the first thing you have to do. Just make sure that you buy in the right neighborhood. וישרחק מן הרשעים ההולכים בחושך כדי שלא ילמד ממעשיהם. And distance yourself from the rishayim that you don't learn from their deeds, because you're going to. It's impossible not to be influenced by your environment. Shlomo HaMelech says, you go after the chachomim, you become wise. You go after the fools, you become fool. ואם האש האיש וכן אם היום ונדן אשים מן הגויסה רואים ואין אנשים אנשי הולכים בדרך ישורה. If you're living in a place where people are ashamed and people don't go straight, whatever, you can't find anywhere to go, אז ילך למוחם שאנשי צדיקים ונוהג בדרך טובים. So move, go somewhere else where people are צדיקים and people are doing the right things. ואם היו כל המדינה שיועדים לשומע שמו יסב נוהגים בדרך לא טובה כמו זמננו. Listen to the Rambam. This is the Rambam talking. And if in our times, the Rambam says, you can't find a place like that, there is nowhere that's safe. Pelaploy. ואם היו כל המדינה שיועדים, all the countries, the worlds that you know about, and you hear that in those places they're not conducting themselves correctly, there's nowhere to go. You can't go there. You can't get a visa to go live in, I don't know, wherever, China. Listen to this, Rambam. You can't go live in China either because of the Midastoyim, you can't get a visa, that's Midastoyim. Every country today is beginning Midastoyim, you know that.
What?
You want to go to America, you're not American. What do you have to do? You have to get a visa. You have to prove that you've got a panosa. You've got to prove that the job where you're working will take you back when you come back.
Now here you don't get it, right?
If you come in as a Jew, Beseder. Midastoyim.
Oh, yeah.
Midastoyim, no? That's not Midastoyim. Statue of Liberty, it says, give me your tired, your hungry, your tattered, all your masses, whatever. I didn't have to pass exams in America, so I don't know what it says on the Statue of Liberty. But if I want to go to America, I've got to fill in 100,000 forms, I've got an interview, I've got to prove that I've got an income. I'm not going to be a bird. Give me your tired, huddled masses. That's me, the Stoim. Stoim, you heard about Stoim?
You have to go to Mexico.
You have to go to Mexico and climb over the wall. Yeah. Give me your huddled. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. Anyway, so you can't get in because they won't give you a visa, or because you can't get there, or because of a chayli, because of illness. The only place where you can live has corona, so you can't go there because of a chayli. That's the number. Yoshev levodo yechidi. Go live on your own. Kenyan shenema yeshev bodo v'yidoyim. Like it says in the pasuk, go sit on your own and keep quiet. Today we don't have this problem, Baruch Hashem. V'im hayu roim v'chatoim shein manichim oisel yeshev v'bedina, elim kenis aravimoyim. You're living in a place where you have to join in the evil. They won't let you just sit alone and be a tzaddik. They're going to insist that you join in all their rishas. Yatza lemares v'chaychim ulamidbares. You have to flee to the desert. You have to flee to the desert. The Rambam fled many times.
There's none of that these days either.
Huh?
There's none of that also these days. You don't have to flee into any. You can do whatever you want. Right?
Today,
no one bothers you about you. People have to do it. They choose the same. There's no
it's
reason.
Easy. Yeah. They're not going to come into your house and beat you to death because you want to put on tefillin.
Whatever you want.
But it's more subtle. It's more subtle to them. Va'al yanig atzmoi b'derech hatoyim kinyan shem ami yitneni b'midbar moloin orchim. Who will give me a hiding place? I'll tell you the desert. That's like the Rambam. The Rambam is telling you, you have a problem. You have a problem. You're influenced by where you live. No, you have to make sure that you hang around the right people. Don't go hang around the wrong places, the wrong influences.
Sorry.
But they with the internet, there's no single
makom.
The whole world is one
makom.
That's what you just said.
Wow. Kashen is boinan ki bizmana ze kolechan mitana nimtze ve'etzem b'matzoi shel Avram Avinu mamash. First thing you have to recognize that everybody today is an Avram Avinu.
Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu had three paths ahead of him when he landed in this world. He could have gone after Nimrod. What was Nimrod's derech? What was Nimrod's hashkofa? Yodayas riboyne umiskaven limroid bo. Nimrod had a mile that he was makir as boyre. He recognized Hashem. He wasn't like Paros Imo, who's Hashem? I don't know. There's no Hashem yet. Nimrod said, "Ani makir et haKodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to war with you." So you don't want to follow him. What a nice guy. Hayachilais kamo Haron. Or Terach, Shehelchim Achrei Chazak. He could have gone after Terach, Horon, who went after what was strong. They went after the solid. Achrema Mishtalem, what paid? Terach was in business. You know, you ask Terach how's business, he'd say, "Thank God." It's a joke. It's one of my better ones. You know, thank God.
You didn't believe in Hashem?
It doesn't say so. It doesn't say anywhere that I'm aware of that it says that he believed in God.
Really?
He must have known. The Rambam discusses it. There was knowledge of God. They were too close to Adam Arishon to have forgotten about it. The question is, what exactly is Avodah Zorah? That's another subject. Anyway, why follow Terah? Yeah? The ongoing struggle for life. Oh, he could have gone after Noach Tzadik. Or, he didn't say that actually, but it's possible. He could have become a Noach Tzadik as well. We'll see later why Noach wasn't a good path. Noach seems to be a very valid path. You can do whatever Hashem tells you. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with just doing whatever Hashem tells you? Noach was a Tzadik. A Tzadik means you do whatever you have to do. And he did. Noach did whatever he had to do. Why did Avram Avinu reject that? Okay, then we're going to deal with it. Or you can just be Avram Avinu alone. Cut yourself out of the pack and live alone. Today you don't have to live alone, Baruch Hashem. Today a person doesn't have to be alone if he doesn't want to be. Baruch Hashem, there are wonderful people, there are communities, there are Rabbonim, there are Gedolim Yisrael that you can mitchaber to. We don't always want to hear what the Gedolim have to say. Their das and our das doesn't always stem with them, so we always kind of like scared to go there. Today you can do whatever you want. When you lived in the little shtetl in the ghetto, so the ghetto machriyed you. If you try to leave the ghetto, so the goyim machriyed you. You can't go here, you can't work here, you can't get a university. Today you can do whatever you want. No one's stopping you from doing whatever you want. Ulatzareinu Arav, anu edim lehoifo hazu shel shivus halev gam bekerev machanein. We are aware, unfortunately, of the cooling of the heart, of the confusion in our own camp. Besides the 90% out there that don't know anything. The 10% of some shaykhs to Machavasa Balami, we see a terrible Yerida. Lumazais and Achni Cholimilia is Kamotera, Vahora, Lomit Nagim Bashirus Leib, Avan Nishafim, Hilchimach Remash, and Noah Homidishtalem Kerega. Listen, I'm not going to go after the people out there, that whatever, but there are things you can do that is very profitable to do and very comfortable. I just want to do what's comfortable and pays, that's all. If people are doing things that's not good, why would you get up and argue with them and fight with them? Just ignore it, Mabaya. Or you can go after the chevra, like we said earlier. Everyone's doing it, so Mabaya. They're going to get punished, we'll all get punished together. Wait, he's such a big tzaddik, if he's doing it, I can also do it. We have to be Avram Avinu's. It's not always comfortable. You're going to get thrown into the fires of Nimrod. That's comfortable. Even though your friends don't exactly agree with you, that's what you have to do, because that's the right thing to do. You know, when Avram Avinu got thrown into the fire, afterwards the Midrash tells him Choron got thrown in as well. And he got frazzled badly. So the Midrash says, what happened? It says Choron died mipnei aviv. So two pshat in there. The one is mipnei, in front of him. The other one, the other one is mipnei, it means before, lifnei. It was a chiddush. He was the first person that died while his father was alive. It was the first time a father had to bury a son, God forbid. Mipnei, lifnei. The other pshat, mipnei, is because of. He died because of him. Why? Because when Avram took, when Terach took Avram up to Nimrod, we don't have time now, it's a gewaldic midrash. When Avram broke all Terach's pestles, the midrash says so, Avram took him to Nimrod. Do you know they take you to the psychiatrist? There they took you to Nimrod. It's about the same thing. Okay? Well, whatever. Your kid doesn't want to be like everybody else. So, kid, why can't you be like everyone else? So you take him to a psychologist. In those days, they used to throw you into the fires of Nimrod, and I'm telling you now, it's more or less the same. So they took him up there. So Nimrod said, kid, why can't you be like everybody else? He said, well, I don't know who to worship. It's not so easy to choose. There's so many gods. He said, worship fire. He said, why do you worship fire? It's the strongest thing, and it's so powerful, and it burns everything. So Avram said, yeah, okay, but water can put out fire, so water's stronger than fire. Why don't you worship water? Good idea. Okay, get rid of the fire, we're worshiping water. Why are you worshiping water? Why don't you worship the clouds? They make water. Okay, clouds. What about the wind? The wind can blow away the... Okay, back to fire. You see where you're going, kid? Into the fire. Back to fire. Standing on the side was Choron, and he said to himself like this. If Avravinu comes out of the fire and sky, then I'm for Avram. And if Avram gets Nishraft, I'm from Nimrod. So we know Avram walked out. I'm making a very long story short. So Avram came out of the fire. So Aaron said to himself, oh, I'm with Avram. Nimrod came to Aaron and said, who are you with? He said, I'm Avram. They threw him into the fire. Got burnt. Why? Because if you're going to the fire because everyone's going into the fire, you're going to get burnt. If you're going to the fire because it's the right thing to do, because that's MS and you're prepared to give up your life for the MS, then Hashem will save you. But you go into the fire because everybody goes into the fire. Then you don't have kugel at the simcha because there's no heksha for it. There's more to it than that. It could be whatever, anyway. That's Terach. Terach will do whatever's comfortable. Means if Avram gets burned, no, so then the easy way is I'll go with Nimrod. And if Avram gets saved from the fire, no, I'll go with Avram. You're not doing it because it's MS, you're doing it because somebody else did it, because it's comfortable. You get left.
Very good.
We didn't need it.
Everything's
neutral. No,
if you come in, you get
the
old
one. Tell me what
there is. It's never neutral. So, no. See, this is what I'm saying. Everything's an Israel. It's the whole Midrash is a Hasidic Shemais. The whole Midrash is a Hasidic Shemais. Have you ever seen a Shemais?